We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Spiritual Authority, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from John chapter 2, verse 3. Now by this we know that we have come to know God, if we keep His commandments. I have just read from the New English Translation. Alignment under Christ's authority is not a one-time decision. It is a daily posture of the heart. Every day we choose whether we will submit our thoughts, desires, actions, and ambitions to the Lordship of Jesus. Authority flows naturally from submission. The more yielded a believer is to Christ, the more freely Christ's authority is expressed through that life. Many believers desire power without surrender, influence without obedience, and authority without discipline. However, in God's kingdom, authority is always entrusted to those who are humble enough to remain under authority. This is why Scripture calls us to humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. 1 Peter 5:6. Humility is the gateway to spiritual authority. When a believer lives in obedience, heaven backs his words. His prayers carry weight, his commands carry force, and his life reflects Christ. This does not mean he is perfect, but it means his heart is submitted. Repentance becomes quick, correction is welcomed, and obedience is embraced. Today, examine your life honestly before the Lord. Ask Him to reveal any area where resistance, pride, or disobedience has weakened your alignment. As you yield afresh to Christ's authority, you will discover that spiritual authority is not something you strive for. It is something that flows naturally from a life fully submitted to Him. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I submit myself afresh under Your authority. Search my heart and reveal any area where I have resisted Your will. Give me grace to obey quickly and walk humbly before You. Let my life be fully aligned with You, that Your authority may flow through me for Your glory. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe You died for my sins and rose again. I confess You as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Deuteronomy 7-9. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.